Track 9, and back to the news. CPRE charity launches children's art competition. Countryside charity Devon CPRE has launched its annual search for the best young artists to capture the beauty and variety of the county's stunning natural landscapes. Young artists are invited to capture the beauty and variety of Devon, with its two dramatic coastlines and everything in between, from high moorland to sheltered river valleys. Young artists aged 18 and under have until the end of September to submit a painting, drawing, textile, collage or mixed media artwork of a Devon view to compete for the coveted title of Devon's Best Young Landscape Artist 2025. The landscape could be a favourite beach or beauty spot, a local park or green space, somewhere visited on a day out or even the artist's back garden. There are two age categories, 12 to 18 and 7 to 11 years, with a £100 prize for the winner of each category and £25 runner-up prizes. The best entries will be exhibited at the Museum of Dartmoor Life in Oakhampton. Devon CPRE launched the competition several years ago with the support of established landscape artist Kath Haddon, who is based in Exeter and helps choose the prize winners alongside the charity's director, Penny Mills. The two judges have consistently been impressed with the fantastic standard of entries, showcasing the enormous talent of the county's young artists and Devon's stunning countryside and coastline. They hope to receive as many original submissions as they have in previous years. Devon CPRE Director Penny Mills said, "Kath and I love looking through all the artwork and we are always amazed by the talent of the children and teenagers who enter. Their depictions of Devon's coast and countryside are impressive and we are very grateful to the Museum of Dartmoor Life for the opportunity to put their artwork on public display. No doubt we will again have our work cut out, deciding on this year's winners, and we look forward to seeing what 2025 will bring."
Gearing up for the 2025 Party in the Park. A dog show is the new attraction at this year's free Party in the Park. The popular two-day event takes place in Courtney Park, Newton Abbott, on July the 12th and 13th. The family-friendly weekend, organised jointly by Newton Abbott Town Council and Rotary Newton Abbott, has been a big hit in the past. And with dog shows proving hugely popular at other district events, next month's party looks set to become a real blockbuster. The pet pooches will be a feature of Saturday's entertainments, which also include a bouncy castle, the rock choir, Taiko drummers, face painting and circus skills. Sunday's fun and games include children's entertainment, such as face painting, balloons, bubbles and crafts with creative Newton Abbott. The day will also feature a bungee run, circus skills and mini challenges from Space Youth Centre. Live music will come in the form of ska, funk, rock, pop and brass. Events coordinator at Newton Abbott Town Council, Natalie Hicks, said, "Both Saturday and Sunday's brilliant free activities programme will run from 11 till 4 p.m, providing families with a fantastic free weekend that will create memories to treasure. Newton Abbott Council is both proud and very happy to help arrange Party in the Park at a time when the cost of living just seems to spiral. We're also honoured and grateful to have Rotary Newton Abbott as our partners in the project. The only cost that people might choose to bear is a visit to our ice cream stand, bar or food vendors, but please bring a picnic from home if you prefer. Just keep everything crossed for good weather."
MPs demand action on critical rail project. The government is being urged to do more to protect the vulnerable railway line in and out of the West Country. During a debate on the HS2 project to deliver more and faster trains between London and the north of England, a number of MPs highlighted rail problems in their own areas. Among them was the coastal line through Dawlish, which was breached during a severe storm in 2014, leading to an 8-week closure, which meant much of Devon and Cornwall being cut off from the network. Since then, a major programme of work has strengthened the sea wall and improved its chances of withstanding future storms. However, later phases of the resilience work between Tynmouth and Parsons Tunnel are still not complete, and the government has not yet committed to spending the money to finish the job. The final phase aims to stabilise cliffs and prevent landslips. Torbay Liberal Democrat MP Steve Darling told the Commons debate, "The Devon and Cornwall rail network is only one severe storm away from being decapitated at Dawlish. Phase 5 of the South West Rail Resilience Network is desperately needed." Mr Wrigley, MP for Newton Abbott, lodged written questions to the Department of Transport asking if it planned to fund the final phase of the rail line work and why it had not been included in the recent government spending review. The answer he received was, "We are now working to confirm our wider portfolio of rail enhancements, which will be published as part of the government's commitment to set out its overall infrastructure pipeline."
Life Chance Trust headlines park run. Newton Abbott charity Life Chance Trust will be headlining the Tynmouth Promenade Park Run on Saturday, June the 28th, to raise awareness of the work it does to support young people who have experienced a challenging start to life. One of the runners taking part in the takeover on behalf of the Life Chance Trust is the charity's trustee, Alex Lyons, who will be running 10 miles before completing the 5K course along Tynmouth Seafront, as part of his challenge to run 50 half marathons in 50 weeks ahead of his 50th birthday. Last month, 11 runners took part in the Great West Run, running either 10K or a half marathon, and raised just under £4,000 for the Life Chance Trust.
Service remembers Children's Hospice co-founder. The Life of Children's Hospice South West co-founder Eddie Farwell was celebrated at a memorial service in Exeter Cathedral on Tuesday the 17th June. Eddie died in March at the age of 73 following a diagnosis of motor neuron disease. He was co-founder with his late wife Jill of the Children's Hospice South West and became CEO of the charity after her death. The hundreds in attendance at the service was testament to the impact Eddie had on so many, as well as the legacy he leaves behind. Among those attending were former colleagues, families who had been supported by the Children's Hospice South West, as well as those from the wider South West community and representatives from across the UK charity sector. For those who were not able to attend the service in person, a live stream was available, ensuring that everyone could pay their respects and celebrate all that Eddie had achieved. The service was led by the Reverend Hilary Kemp and the Reverend Canon Kate Edmonds, with music performed by Mousel Male Voice Choir, folk singers Cara Dillon and Sam Lakeman, and La La Choir. Heartfelt tributes and readings were shared by many, including Eddie's daughter, Lizzie Farwell, who reflected on her dear dad as someone who she was so incredibly proud of. Speaking about the service, Lizzie said, "To know that he was so loved, admired and respected brings me great comfort. The charity supports more than 500 babies, children, young people and their families every year."